Believe it or not, Duquesne Dukes are starting their season on the road, taking on Florida State. That game gets underway at 5 o'clock today. It will be carried on the ACC network. Florida State, well, they've got Duquesne down there because they would like to get a victory, and they think they can get one over Duquesne. Duquesne University is being paid $400,000 to play the Seminoles. And former NBA player Terrence Williams, ringleader of a scheme to defraud the NBA's health plan, has pleaded guilty to identity theft and conspiracy to commit health care and wire fraud. He faces up to 20 years in prison. Williams is accused of defrauding the NBA players' health and welfare benefit plan. He has agreed to pay $2.5 million in restitution.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 83. Clear overnight, low of 64. Sunny on Sunday, 88. Monday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Sunny skies, 88. Tuesday, more of the same, showers possible. High 84. Wednesday, sunny and a high near 82. Right now, 75 in Beaver County, 71 in Butler, 75 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 74 at WRCT with new music from Lit.
Thank you.
Flip City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. The US Justice Department has made public a redacted version of the affidavit that led to the FBI's search of Donald Trump's Florida home earlier this month. The former president is being investigated for removing classified files from the White House and taking them to his Mar-a-Lago residence, a potential violation of the Espionage Act. FSN's US correspondent Benji Heyer reports.
38 pages in total outlining how the Department of Justice had probable cause to believe that evidence of obstruction will be found at Donald Trump's property. It states the former president kept hold of hundreds of classified documents, including dozens marked top secret. Several of them were covered in what appears to be his handwritten notes. But much of the affidavit, some whole pages even, is redacted, blacked out, with the Department of Justice citing the need to protect the integrity of the probe as well as the safety of civilian witnesses and law enforcement personnel. Donald Trump argues the partial unsealing of the affidavit amounts to a public relations subterfuge by the FBI. The White House, meanwhile, says it will not comment on an independent, ongoing investigation. Benji Heyer, Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman has warned tight monetary policy will be needed until inflation in the U.S. is brought under control. Jerome Powell's annual policy speech at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, caused the Dow to drop more than 400 points as investors prepared for more interest rate rises. Inflation is running near a 40-year high, but amid fears a more aggressive approach could tip the U.S. economy into recession, Powell admitted that continuing to raise rates could create some hard times ahead.
While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses. These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation.
UK Foreign Secretary and Conservative leadership candidate Liz Truss is in hot water over a remark she made about French President Emmanuel Macron. She was asked at a hustings event whether she saw him as a friend or a foe. Truss replied, "The jury is still out." FSN's Chris Jones reports from London.
It's a comment that has caused some backlash from the opposition Labour Party. Labour's David Lammy said it showed a woeful lack of judgment and that her thoughts had become clouded by weeks of playing to the gallery of Tory members. French President Emmanuel Macron also responded to Truss's comment. He said that the UK would always be friends with France, but said that if the two nations can't agree on that, there would be, quote, serious problems. The Conservative Party will elect a new leader on the 5th of September who will be tasked with sorting such issues. Chris Jones, London.
From Bureau Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Best sweet, hanging out on the so-called hippies.
Hour of Power from 1973, getting us started here in this 1 o'clock hour, our 109 Much More Music Time on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. Don't forget to check in on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, here's CCR.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? The child needs a hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far. Crowd gathers round an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And as her young man dies
in the ghetto.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
and his mama cried.
You get hurt on the cold and gray Chicago moon. Another little baby child is born. And you get hurt, and you get hurt. And I'm here.
From a guy you know, Elvis Presley, here on Radio 9 at 117. Much more music time. We'll be checking your weather in just a couple of minutes. Also have some more new music coming your way. These are the Fleetwoods. Maybe. Yes. Would you like to play your song? Well, maybe not. Maybe they would not. Oh, I see what happened. My gosh, all golly, all hemlock. We hit the wrong turntable. My goodness. So these are not the Fleetwoods. These are the Marathons, I think. Maybe. Ah, for goodness. Never mind. Let's just do this instead. Mistake Matinee on the air once again.
Monday, Monday. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee.
That Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Every other day. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday.
Guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue.
Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true.
But if you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue. I'm Mr. Blue. When you say you love me,
Mr. Blue,
then prove it by going out on the sly, proving your love isn't true.
Call me Mr. Blue.
Mr. Blue, when you say you're sorry,
Mr. Blue,
then turn around, heading for the lights of town, hurting me through and through.
Call me Mr. Blue.
I stay at home at night. While you paint the town,
Mr. Blue,
a bright red to turn it upside down, I'm painting it too, but I'm painting it blue.
Call me Mr. Blue.
Better late than never, I guess. Those are the Fleetwoods with a really nice song, Mr. Blue. On Radio 9 at 1:23, much more music time. New music from Two Door Cinema Club coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. When it comes to making plans, you are the best. You. Yes, you in the blue Toyota Corolla picking your nose on McKnight Road at the stop. We can see you right through your radio. When it comes to making plans, you are the best. From those delicious barbecues to special birthdays and unforgettable family get-togethers. Now, the same way you plan for those important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster like a hurricane, flood, wildfire, or tornado. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. So stop picking your nose and get started today at ready.gov/plan. A public service message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Spack Brothers offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPACK or visit their website at SPACBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information, promotional exchanges, and other partnership opportunities. Or just stick your head out the window and yell, SPAC!
Bucky's Porch Weather!
I don't know what will happen, but probably someone will give you a cookie and tell you to be quiet. Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 83. Clear overnight, 64. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 88. Mostly clear Sunday night, 69. Isolated showers and thunderstorms Monday. Mostly sunny, 88. Tuesday showers, high near 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Experience. 75 in Beaver County, 76 in Washington, also 76 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 74 degrees right now at WRCT.
We'll be right back.
New music from Two Door Cinema Club here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber.
More music now.
The website is jthurbershow.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, taking requests until 3 o'clock. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31. These are the Stereos. Ironically, not in stereo. On Radio 9, and now speaking of Uncle Dougie, oh yeah, here's Dean Martin, who's saying hello to Houston while Jeannie and I go sit on the couch.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back. Houston, Houston, Houston. I got the holes in both of
of my shoes. I'm a walking case of the blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Houston, Houston, Houston. I got a girl with hell for me. Well, at least she said she'd be. I got a home and a big warm bed and a feather pillow for my head. We're going back to Houston, Houston. Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Going back to Houston.
A little bit of Dean Martin there on Radio 9. I was talking to somebody about a friend of mine, Larry Slaw. Some musicians in Pittsburgh may know Larry. He was a pretty well-known bass player around the area. And Larry went to Carnegie Tech back in the day. And I can remember him telling me that he was so poor. How poor was he? He was so poor that there were weeks that he just lived on peanut butter.
Sun going down and the eyes in it.
God's head. See the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice what the fool on the hill sees, the sun going down and the eyes in his head see the
with the Fool on the Hill on Radio 9. If you love the Beatles, you're going to love the Tragical History Tour coming up at 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio with Lisa B. She'll take you through the Beatles back catalog. She'll tell you stories about the music, and she'll got some rarities that she digs up, too. That is coming up at, did I say 5 o'clock? 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio. These are the Blues Magoos.
Thank you.
Blues Magoos on Radio 9.
Weekend music power.
Something deep inside of me keeps me moving aimlessly. I've always been, I'll always be a lonely traveling man. Something that I can't explain molded me from wind and rain. Wild and free and hard to tame. A lonely traveling man. Traveling man. Traveling man. Got no goal. Got no plan. Just in the
Radio 9, we're going to celebrate the birthday of one of my favorite comedians slash singers, or is it one of my favorite singers slash comedians? That's coming up right after this.
We're all busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold, and that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Did you know the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than previous variants? Did you know that if your grandmother had wheels, she'd be a bicycle? He's just turned 79 years old. He's the pride of North Ridgefield, Ohio. There's Martin Mull on Radio 9.
I'm only as good as the woman I'm with, and if she's a devil, well, I'll find a level. I'm flexible. I'm only as smart as the woman I'm with, and if she's a dunce, I'm stupid at once. I'm flexible. I'm only as hip as the people that hang around me. I was nothing at all. I slept out in the hall. Then the beautiful people found me. Now I'm beautiful too. I do just what they do. Used to be plastic, and now I'm elastic. I'm flexible. Flexibility made the most of me. I'm learning to roll with the punches. The opportunity came along to me, and now they take me out on $100 lunches. 'Cause I button my lip, and they all think I'm hip. So when you go on your trip, baby, please take my tip. Be flexible.
with a T, made the most of me. I learned to roll with the punches. The opportunity came along to me. Now they take me out on $100 lunches, cause I put my lip and they all think I'm in. So when you go on your trip, baby, please take my tip.
Be flexible.
Whoa, be flexible.
Flexible.
That is Martin Mall. You might know him better from, I don't know, Arrested
Development. So I got a call today from Gene Parmesan, our private eye. He said he found something big.
We have a private eye, huh?
Oh, I hired him 100 years ago to find out if your father was cheating on me. He never did find anything.
Well, he can't be very good then. What did he find?
He said he wanted to tell us in person.
Daddy, don't get up. I just finding the supplies. Because I'm a private detective, Gene Parmesan. How are you doing?
Anyways, Martin Mall turned 79 this month. Hopefully he had a good birthday.
We're Mon Valley Proud, Tube City Online Radio.
Ricky Nelson, we're going to check sports and weather next. Stay tuned. More new music coming your way, too.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walk in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Ozzy and Harriet's Boy Ricky there on Radio 9.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Sixth loss in a row for your Pittsburgh Pirates. They dropped last night's outing to the Philadelphia Phillies 7-4 at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. It's the Bucks and Phillies again today at 6:05. Tyler Beattie expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Elsewhere, Dodgers over the Marlins 10-6. The Seattle Mariners over the Cleveland Guardians 3-2. Braves beat the Cardinals 11-4, and it was the Orioles over the Astros by a score of 2-0. In preseason NFL football, the final preseason game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they will be hosting the Detroit Lions on Sunday at Acrisure Stadium. Game time is at 4:30. Sad news to report, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to their victory in Super Bowl IV, died on Wednesday. His family announced he was 87. Dawson was a native of Alliance, Ohio. He started at Purdue. He was the number 5 overall pick in the 1957 NFL draft and spent his first 3 seasons with the Steelers. And former NBA player Terrence Williams, who was led a scheme to defraud the NBA's health plan, has pleaded guilty to aggravated identity theft and conspiracy to commit health care and wire fraud. This, according to the Federal Department of Justice, carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. He has already agreed to pay $2.5 million in restitution.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon, with a high near 83, clear overnight 64, sunny on Sunday, high near 88, Monday mostly sunny. Thunderstorm may be possible, mostly sunny with a high of 88. Scattered showers on Tuesday, 84, sunny on Wednesday with a high of 82. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 80 in Beaver County. It is 76 in Washington, also 76 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 77 at WRCT, with new music from Maggie Rogers. Off her new album called Surrender, Maggie Rogers here on Radio 9. Les Elgart's going to take us to news time. With Les Elgart, I'm Jay Thurber. One more hour of this nonsense to go. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock. Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations.
A federal judge agreed with Attorney General Merrick Garland's stance there were valid reasons to obscure details of the FBI search warrant in the search of former President Donald Trump's home. A redacted version submitted by the Justice Department must be released to the public by noon today. Trump is being investigated for potentially obstructing justice and violating records laws regarding documents taken from the White House. A newly released legal memo shows that former Attorney General Bill Barr argued Trump's actions during Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Trump-Russia investigation did not warrant prosecution for obstruction of justice. In an interview Thursday, Barr said he had no regrets about his decision. However, he accused Trump of using extortion to purge people from the Republican Party he doesn't like.
If it's not me, I'm going to ruin your election chances by telling my base to sit home, and I'll sabotage whoever you nominate other than me. And that shows what he's all about. He's all about himself.
In Georgia, the district attorney investigating Trump's attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 election ordered former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows to testify. Meadows traveled to Georgia during the state's recount effort. The DA is also seeking an appearance from attorney Sidney Powell, who helped drive claims about voter fraud and helped mount challenges to election results in several states. Despite attacks from critics that President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan will add to the deficit and increase inflation, the White House has been unable to provide a price tag. White House domestic policy advisor Susan Rice said it depends on the numbers.
Unfortunately, and we're here to encourage as many people to take it up as possible. If 43 million borrowers take it up, that'll be different than if 50% of those 43 million take it up.
Biden announced his administration is forgiving up to $10,000 in federal student loan debt for borrowers making less than $125,000 annually, and $20,000 in loans for Pell Grant recipients. A memorandum from the White House calls for all federally funded research to be made available to the public for free upon publication by 2026. The administration says it will improve access by ending the optional 12-month embargo, allowing journals to put work behind a year-long paywall.
We will be the first jurisdiction in the world to require all new cars to be sold to be alternative fuel.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a rule requiring 35% of new cars sold in the state to be zero emissions by 2026, increasing to 100% by 2035. Electric vehicles account for 15% of vehicle sales in California. Critics worry about additional charging infrastructure and argue the energy needed will strain the state's power grid. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Nine!